7000.
Your Newswatch continues. All this week, we're bringing you daily content focusing on the state of our nation's downtowns as part of our Odyssey Conversations program. Today, we look at a public realm action plan. It's being implemented through Downtown San Francisco Partnership. KCBS's Margie Schaefer tells us that areas are being cleaned up and will be offering regular programming to bring people downtown.
Prior to the pandemic, downtown San Francisco didn't have to market itself because it had a captive audience with lots of workers. Remote and hybrid work changed things. And the Downtown SF Partnership CEO, Robbie Silver, says he's looking beyond revitalization.
We are taking a very strong pivot toward a reimagination of what downtown San Francisco, you know, can be.
A public realm action plan published in July of 2022 for the Financial District and Jackson Square Historic District is working to implement projects like the Landing at Leidesdorf.
It's at the intersection of Commercial and Leidesdorf. It really pays tribute to, one, Captain William Leidesdorf, and two, the city's maritime history.
The next project will reimagine the foot of Market Street, where the California Cable Car ends. They're looking to create a social living room, a smaller version of Times Square.
That's really going to be an economic benefit and a quality of life benefit for everyone.
Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
The Bay Area's next pro soccer team has signed their first player. We check in on the sports line in just 1 minute.
In order for small businesses to thrive, they need to be smart, efficient, savvy, staying ahead of the market.